It's an incredibly humbling experience to come back to New England and to have the people of New England pre-select me as the National Party candidate for the forthcoming federal election. The people of New England are clearly saying that they felt swindled at the last election. They felt swindled when they found out that their vote was used to put in a Green Labor Party independent alliance. They feel mystified as to why we are supporting a carbon tax when winter is coming in New England and people are going to be colder and poorer because of a broad-based consumption tax that'll have no effect on the climate. They are very concerned about the debt that this Green Labor Party independent alliance has got our nation into. They watch the debt closely and they ask the question, how on earth are we going to pay this money back? Now, I hope the forthcoming campaign is one where we are talking about policies. I'm prepared to stand behind the policies of the coalition because that is the government that I will support, no questions asked. If you vote for me, you'll be voting for a coalition government, a government of myself, of Malcolm Turnbull, of Tony Abbott, of Warren Truss, of Joe Hockey, of Julie Bishop. That is the government you'll be voting for. And if you vote for the independent, you'll be voting for the government of Ms. Gillard, Mr. Swan, Mr. Windsor, Mr. Oakeshott, because that is the government that they have supported and they will stand behind. Now, that's the rest is the decision for the electorate, and whatever decision they make is the right decision. I will try as best I can with David, who I congratulate for the incredible work he's done and the incredible effort he's put in, and making sure that this was a real race. I really appreciate that. But now that both David and I will be making sure that the people of the New England are part, a seminal part, of turning this nation around. I will be a tenacious fighter if given the opportunity to make sure that the people of New England are heard, that the issues are heard. And the way they'll be heard is because we will be at the bargaining table. It seems more than likely that it will be a coalition government after the forthcoming election, although it'll be a tight fight. But what the people of New England want is a representative that stands behind the philosophies that they hold, and most importantly, has the capacity to get to the table where the decisions are made so we can secure the financial future, the funding future, for so many projects that are so important to the people of New England. The New England do not want to vote themselves into opposition. They do not want to vote themselves to be irrelevant. They want to make sure that their vote is a reflection of their philosophy and of their beliefs. And I genuinely believe that when they see the Greens, they think that is not our belief, that is not our philosophy. And when they hear Ms. Gillard and Mr. Swan portray their philosophy, which they're totally entitled to, the people of New England say, that is not our belief, that is not our philosophy. And that is why they were so frustrated, annoyed, bewildered, and felt swindled when their vote was taken away from them and handed to the Green Labor Party Independent Alliance. So thank you very much for being here, and now I'll hand it over to David for some short comments.
Thank you.
Yep.
This has been an interesting thing for New England, but the fact remains is that we have to remove the Gillard government. My colleague now, we are going to work and fight to ensure that we remove the independent, we remove the Labor government. They have wasted billions and billions of dollars. As a small business owner, I know how much that hurts. I know how much damage that has done to our country, and people are suffering. People want to be able to feel comfortable. People want to have confidence where they spend their money. People want to have confidence with their government, and we haven't had that because of what the independents did to this seat and also the seat down the coast. So I will now work extremely hard with Barnaby and to ensure that he's elected as the next member for New England.
Okay, any questions?
Barnaby Joyce, will you move back to the New England region now, and when will you resign your Senate seat?
Okay, yes, I will move back here, and it's not going to be such a hard task to move here because my family already have property here. We already have a spare house here, so it is not a big issue. It always perplexes me that someone says, will you move back to your home? And I say, well, I suppose I will. Not that that's really very difficult. And now the question about resignation, I have to resign legally by the time the writs are issued, and I most likely will be resigning before that. The reason I won't be resigning immediately is because I still have three portfolio matters that I have carriage over: water, regional development, and local government. And I want to make sure that we continue in that work, because that is also expected of me, not only by this electorate, but by the whole nation. Also, and to be completely frank, I must make sure that I don't just jettison my own family out of an income. We've got to keep that income going. And I must make sure my staff get the proper respect, because they have been so loyal to me that they get the respect of being able to find alternate employment. But I will be gainfully employed in the three portfolio matters that I still have carriage over. We still have so much work to do as we lead up towards this election. We have to finalise the policies and make sure that they're appropriate for the Australian people. And there are decisions to be made and battles to be had between now and the election. We don't really know when the election is. If Ms Gillard says it's going to be in September, we don't know. But it once becomes clear and apparent that the all efforts and all focus must be entirely committed to campaigning, then not only do I resign from the Senate, but I have to resign basically from Parliament. And I accept that fully, and the day is one day closer every day.
Is this a big gamble for you if you lose the seat? Will there be a Senate vacancy?
No, there won't. This is an all or nothing bet. I've thought long and hard about this, and I've approached my family about it, that this is a massive gamble. I am coming into a seat where it is held by the two-party preferred basis of 71%, where even primary votes are 62%. It requires a 21% and better swing to win it. This is a massive gamble, and I put my income, and I've also put my family at risk to do this. But I genuinely think about this. Who holds a bigger risk? If this nation continues, and I earnestly believe this, if this nation continues with a Green Labor Party independent government for another 3 years, there'll be nothing to pick up. There'll be nothing left. My responsibility first and foremost is to my nation, and my duty to my nation is to make sure we remove this government, because I genuinely think it is the worst government our nation has ever had. For the people of New England, the last thing I want for my home, for where I grew up, for where I will live, is to have them isolated in opposition. The times are tough. The finances will be extremely tight. They will need the most ardent representative and the most tenacious advocate who goes to the table in the inner circle of government to make sure that the funding requirements of this electorate are maintained. And it will not be maintained by a member of the opposition who's seen by many people as having basically swindled them of their true philosophy and their proper vote.
Do you have your eye on the Nationals' leadership if you win the lower house seat?
No, I don't. I am totally focused, and I have no reason to focus on anything else. You don't go into a campaign where you have to get 21% of the vote with a 21% swing, where you have to get even on primary votes, the independent at a 62%, and have another ulterior motive. My motive is purely and solely to make sure we win this seat. And I affirm my support for Warren Truss. Warren Truss is a decent man. He is a good mate. He is vital at the cabinet table. He is vital in the leadership groups. He is the person who actually does the spelling corrections on files as he sees them. The last thing my nation needs and I want is for Warren Truss not to be there. And I back him 100%.
Is this going to be a nasty campaign between you and Tony Windsor? He's described you as second choice Joyce, second choice to Richard Talbay, saying that this electorate was your second choice. Is it going to be nasty?
Well, I find the sort of shrill and puerile invectives that are being tossed around, a belittling of the political process. I'm hoping that this campaign is one where we talk about policies. We stand behind what we believe in. We both win and lose on certain policy debates. I will give my best endeavours not to be dragged into where I think the independent is trying to drag us, which is basically an insult to the electorate. The electorate does not want nasty recriminations, the impugning of characters, the dragging of personalities into politics. We have enough to talk about, because the independent must stand behind his government, the Green Labor Party independent government. He must talk about why those policies are good policies and why the debt is a good debt and why the carbon tax is a great idea for people as they go into winter. And I must stand behind my policies. And it's great when what I see as the greatest representation of the dignity in politics is standing right behind us here. People such as John Anderson is a reflection of the sort of dignity that we need in politics. We don't need this puerile, nasty, impugning of characters, recriminations, because the Australian people expect something higher than that.
Absolutely. Mm.
If you were a betting man, how would you rate your chances?
I would say that when it comes to this election, it's best not to bet, because it is going to be so tough. To be honest, on behalf of the National Party, I'm starting so far behind, and we've got so much ground to make up. I don't have to argue about who's the underdog. It is quite apparent. Just have a look at the previous election. I might get John Anson wants to say g'day. It would be really good.
We'd love to speak to John Anson. He can get his way through the cameras.
Barnaby, can I just ask you one question? Your mother's been quoted as saying she'd vote for Tony Windsor. Are you going to lobby her?
Look, I find it really disappointing when people start dragging people's mothers and wives and daughters into campaigns. I don't know, but maybe I'm unique in this, but people find it... it just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth when family members start being dragged into the political debate. But let's just say this, that at a certain point in time, there were a lot of people who thought that they should support the independent, but they felt so bitterly, bitterly disappointed when they woke up one day and a person who'd made warrants that his belief was in the conservative side of politics decided to throw his lot in with the Green, the Labor Party and the independents. And they felt swindled. And I can assure you, many people who may have voted for him in the past will not be voting for him this time.
Senator Joyce, in your latest statement of interest, you've not listed any shares or trusts. Can you confirm that your current statement is correct?
Unfortunately, yes. I don't have... I wish I had more shares. I have the Parliamentary Superannuation Fund, and to the best of my knowledge, and I look at it all the time, I don't have any shares or involved in any trust. I may be a beneficiary of the family trust, but I've never received any distribution from it in years. I don't think I've received, well, not in the last 20.
Okay. Should there be a federal independent commission against corruption, given what we've seen recently within New South Wales?
Look, I think that's a question for a policeman and their brief. If people have done a corrupt act, then unfortunately they have to, you know, they have to go before the court.
But what's your personal opinion, sir?
My personal opinion as to?
As to whether or not there should be an independent corruption.
Yeah, well, quite obviously, I feel that what's happened in New South Wales is disgraceful. What's happened is disgusting. It makes Al Capone look like my grandmother. This is outrageous. You know, people talking about hundreds of millions of dollars going left, right, and crooked. And this is just wrong. And questions are going to be asked everywhere about what's going on here. What I can say, as soon as the National Party became aware of questions that had to be answered by the candidate that they'd selected, they immediately asked him to step down. And what I can also say is, to the best of my knowledge, at this point in time, Mr. Eddie Obeid and the former Minister Ian MacDonald are not expelled from the Labor Party, they're merely suspended. Now, I don't know what sort of a nuclear holocaust they have to be involved with before they decide to expel them.
Okay, we're
Can we just ask John Anderson a couple of quick questions? Do you mind just standing at the microphone?
Look, can I just heartily congratulate Barnaby on his win today and David on his candidacy? This campaign here in New England will be watched closely by all Australians. And actually, they're going to see a microcosm of the national debate. You're going to have two brilliant advocates for their case. Barnaby will spell out why this country needs a return to competent and trustworthy governance. And I believe he'll do so cleanly but robustly. The local member must advocate for a government that has not been seen as trustworthy and competent by the Australian people. He is its most rusted-on supporter. And I think Australians, not just here, everywhere, will be very interested to hear why he considers this government should be supported and why it should continue.
Can Barnaby Joyce win back this seat for the Nationals?
I believe he can. I don't underestimate the difficulties. But I want to say this very simply. This is a time for all of us to think of ourselves not as voters in New England or Parks or Chifley or Brand or wherever it might be. This is a time for us to think of ourselves as Australians. We are headed in the wrong direction. We are putting ourselves at risk financially and I believe socially and strategically under the headship of a government that bumbles from crisis to crisis and poor decision to poor decision. It is time for change, and nowhere will the issues be spelt out more clearly. Nowhere will they be better crystallised for people to consider than here in this seat with these two very powerful advocates of very, very different directions for Australia.
You're, just one more question. You're a former leader. Is Barnaby Joyce a future leader?
I believe Barnaby has a huge amount to offer this country. He's intelligent. He's extremely vigorous. He's a man who plainly has an ability to grow into a job. He learns from experience, and that's an important thing because I've seen a lot of politicians who can't. And I think he has a huge contribution to make. Whether or not he's a leader one day will be a matter for his party room, and that's somewhere I'm no longer sitting.
Are you giving him your endorsement, though?
As someone who has a huge contribution to make to this nation, absolutely.
Okay.